From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. A week after Hurricane Katrina struck the Gulf Coast, many evacuees from around New Orleans spent the day trying to get back into the city to find out what was left of their homes. Engineers are preparing to start pumping water from flooded areas. It will take weeks or months to pump the water out. Up until now, much of the focus has been on search and rescue. Dead bodies often have been left behind to be retrieved later. But as NPR's John Idstey reports from Baton Rouge, the grim task of collecting the dead is now beginning in earnest.
According to Dr. Louis Cataldi, medical incident commander for the Katrina disaster, search teams will divide the city of New Orleans into grids and search house to house in an organized effort to retrieve bodies.
Well, the effort to collect bodies has always been there, but a concerted effort to go out and seek and go into the waters. At this point in time, we are positioned and we'll be ready, hopefully today, to start a formalized collection process, okay, with utilization of all the resources that the federal government is bringing to us.
Dr. Cataldi was speaking in a tan-colored corrugated steel warehouse in the small Louisiana town of St. Gabriel, about 60 miles west of New Orleans. Just inside the door, a dozen stainless steel gurneys await the dead, and the floor is covered in plastic. FEMA has set up a makeshift morgue here at the end of a dusty gravel road. It will be staffed by forensics experts, funeral directors, and DNA specialists like Corrine Stern of El Paso.
Quickly, after the decedents come in and they go through the decontamination unit, they will be brought to admitting. They will be assigned a number, and they also will be assigned an escort that will remain with that individual throughout the whole process.
Examiners will confirm that the victim's death was hurricane-related and not the result of foul play. But Cataldi says the spectrum of deaths attributed to the hurricane will be quite wide.
Had the person with a frail cardiac problem not been placed on a bus for X amount of hours, they would have survived. Had a person with renal problems gotten dialysis, they would have survived.
Personal effects will be collected, dental exams conducted, and DNA samples taken to identify the dead, many of whom will be unrecognizable after days submerged in the floodwaters. The results will be sent to the state to be matched with records of people reported missing by relatives and friends. A number of officials have estimated storm-related deaths will ultimately be in the thousands, but Dr. Cataldi is the keeper of the official count, which as of this hour is 59. He is determined to be methodical and accurate.
Yesterday we talked about an indication that there might be 100 bodies in St. Bernard on the dock. When I sent my recon over there, there were 15. So I don't want people being alarmed. I don't want inflated numbers. My God, it's horrible enough, especially if it's your loved one.
Preserving the dignity of the deceased will be paramount in this process, says Cataldi. That's one reason for locating the morgue in rural St. Gabriel. The site will be off limits even to next of kin. John Idstey, NPR News, Baton Rouge.